This programming is sponsored by Metro. World Cup planning includes transit improvements intended to serve Houston after the final match. Metro provides bus, rail, and paratransit service and continues mobility enhancements across the region. More at ridemetro.org/metro now.
NPR News.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail Lauder. Some local political analysts say they aren't surprised Mayor Whitmire wants a garbage fee in his new budget proposal. 400,000 Houston solid waste customers would pay a $5 monthly fee starting in August. The mayor says it would help with the city's massive budget deficit. The University of Houston's Renee Cross said on this morning's Houston Matter she thinks it's reasonable.
No one wants to pay extra money for something they think they're already paying for. But we are the only major city in the state that does not have any type of garbage fee.
Houston City Council is expected to vote on the budget next month. The restaurant community is mourning the death of T. Mitchell, co-owner of Traveler's Table in the Montrose neighborhood. News 88.7's Andrew Schneider says Mitchell, her husband Matthew Mitchell, and two children were found dead at a River Oaks home Monday. Police believe it was a murder-suicide.
Eric Sandler, city editor for Culture Map Houston, says T. Mitchell was extremely active in local philanthropy and served as a mentor to others in the community.
She was never happier than when she was helping other people celebrate. The Traveler's Table and Traveler's Cart had become a venue, particularly for birthday celebrations and big groups of friends. That really meant the world to her.
Mitchell appeared on Houston Matters in February talking about financial challenges to the restaurant industry.
We see our restaurants as an experience, and I think that's what sets us apart, and we're leaning more into that. We want someone to feel like they're getting away when they're leaving their home versus a utility meal.
The Texas Restaurant Association issued a statement praising Mitchell as a ray of light who inspired everyone around her. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
Baseball at Daikin Park this afternoon. The Astros fell to the L.A. Dodgers 12-2. There's a slight chance of rain tonight with a low near 67. Chance of rain tomorrow.